Donald Trump is getting very worried about the Trump stock and how the Trump stock had been declining. And so they posted on the Trump media website, and they're trying to get this message out for those who hold shares of the Trump stock DJT to make sure that their broker is not allowing others to use their stock or borrow the stock to short it. And if you go to the Trump media website and you look through it, you can see the message that they're sending to their shareholders telling them to avoid, or here are the ways to avoid people shorting the stock that you hold on to. So on the Trump media website itself, it says, how do I prevent my shares from being loaned for a short interest position? And it talks about how brokerage firms may facilitate short selling in DJT shares by lending DJT's shareholder shares held in margin accounts. Through this practice, brokerage firms earn an alternative source of revenue by lending shares to sophisticated and institutional investors who are betting that the price of the particular stock will decrease over a period of time. If the price of the stock in fact decreases, then the brokerage firm and the sophisticated and institutional investors will have made a profit while the ultimate retail investor has not. It's an interesting framing of that here. And let me just be very clear as well that I'm not giving stock advice at all, that this purely reflects my opinion. But the way they're setting this up is that, you are the retail investor and you are getting screwed by these institutional investors that are shorting the stock. Well, the reality is that the person who holds the majority of the shares is not these institutional short sellers. It's Donald Trump. Donald Trump holds nearly 60% of the outstanding shares, somewhere around that. And he would earn out, he's able to basically make additional money, get like 36 or 38 million more shares if the stock for more than 20 days of a 30-day trading period cycle trades above $17.50. So the person right here who would benefit the most, if that price can stay above $17.50 for 20 consecutive days, is Donald Trump. Now, Donald Trump's earnout shares that would be adding to the existing shares that he holds would dilute these retail investors. They're the ones who should be really notified, not just in an 8K or one of these filings that go on the SEC site that I'm doubtful that many retail investors read, but, in big, bold letters, this is to me where retail investors should know that there are people who have very vested interest in stopping the short sellers and stopping this stock from really being traded at its true valuations should be, because they want Donald Trump, these people who will earn the most out of this, Donald Trump will earn the most, and the insiders at Trump Media, if they can keep the stock above $17.50 for those 20 consecutive days. And when those insiders, especially Trump, in my opinion, saw that stock about to go below $17.50, they had to take action to stop the short sellers or to tell the retail investors who hold on to the stock what they can do to try to block the short selling. Now, what my views are about short selling in different scenarios is really besides the point for this one, because ultimately the question that we have to ask, and let me read more of what's on this website, that what we have to ask is Trump Media, the new stock DJT, post-merger with the SPAC, the Special Purpose Acquisition Company, which merged into Trump Media, is it trading at an area that's reflective of its market value? Because if it does, the market should work in an efficient manner. Or is it trading at an inflated rate, like a meme stock or like a bad meme stock? And in my opinion, it's not just like a meme stock. In my opinion, it's trading like a very bad meme stock. And just use some simple math here. Say that there is 100 million outstanding shares of DJT, just to use a very round number, right? So if you want to say, okay, If this is trading at $10 a share or $20 per share, and there's 100 million outstanding shares, or say, you know, $30 a share, how is this getting a $3.96 billion valuation, you know, or more? When you look at the financials of Trump Media, it lost $58 million. Lost $58 million in 2023, and it only earned $4.1 million in revenue. So, you know, when you've heard the term like a penny stock, or, you know, the reason that they have that term penny stock is because it's literally shares are quite literally worth pennies. And those are companies that have revenue, you know, in a few million bucks a year. And so if you were saying there's 100 million outstanding shares and revenue, and they're soon to be issued if they can keep the stock above 1750, just basic math, folks, and you can keep the stock above 1750 and there's going to be 36 or 38 million more shares that Donald Trump's going to be able to get, or somewhere around that point, in addition to the 100 million shares, on $4.1 million in revenue. Just make that make sense of what each share is valued at versus the revenue of this company.
I've been trying to save money for a while, but it seemed like my bank account was stuck. Thankfully, I heard about Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. I had a bunch of subscriptions that I was paying for that I just completely forgot about. Rocket Money helped me cancel some of them, and now I'm finally starting to see my account balance going up. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. Now, I could see all of my subscriptions in one place. I love how their dashboard shows me this month's spending compared to last month, so I can clearly see my spending habits. And if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Plus, they'll help me create a custom budget and keep my spending on track. Rocket Money will even help try to lower and negotiate your bills by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money, well, they take care of the rest. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/MidasTouch. That's rocketmoney.com/MidasTouch. rocketmoney.com/MidasTouch.
Then if you want to take a multiple of the revenue, which is not a formula you would do, normally you would do what's called a multiple of the EBITDA, the earnings before interest, depreciation, taxes, and amortization. There is no EBITDA here. It's negative. It's negative. So, you know, you, if you were to say, okay, let's do a 10 times, which you would never do, 10 times revenue in 2023. So what, you're at 40 million? And again, you would never use 10 times revenue in a company that's losing $58 million in this sector, but you're saying 40, you know, $40 million valuation at the peak, at the most inflated, and then you're saying that there's going to be nearly 200 million outstanding shares, and you're saying that it's trading at, you know, close to $30 a share, even though it's decreased. Folks, the math doesn't math. And right here, what they're saying, in my opinion, is, hey, retail investors, you need to protect yourself against short selling, versus what I think they should be saying is, hey, retail investors, you need to be protecting yourself against Donald Trump, that Donald Trump cares about this 20 consecutive day earnout period because he may make more money that way, and then you're going to get screwed. That's why they keep digging this worse and worse for the retail investors here. And then what they do is they go, for long-term shareholders who believe in the company's future, the company is highlighting the following actions you can take with your brokerage firm to prevent lending of your shares for short selling. And then it goes on and it gives a form letter of what the individuals can send to their brokerage firms to tell them to stop, do not allow my stock to be, you know, sold short. And here's what you need, and here's how to basically stop them, versus giving the retail investors the disclaimer that where's the long-term value? I mean, perhaps you should even say here, and this is where I wonder if this statement could even be viewed as a false and misleading statement and a violation. You're talking about long-term value, but your own auditor said that the ability of Trump Media to exist as a going concern has substantial doubt. Your own auditor, who, by the way, was found to have a deficiency rate of 21 of 21 files by the PCAOB, which regulates the auditors, still says that he had substantial doubt about your ability to function. So you have, that's what's going on. And Trump and some of these institutional investors that are allied with Trump, trying to keep this above 1750 for those 20 consecutive days and give that a buffer. So we found that out. The other thing I want to give a hat tip to our incredible editorial team at the Midas Touch Network is that they uncovered that, and it's probably because Trump Media just copy and pasted forms from other publicly traded companies. But if you go and you look at this, at the Trump Media and Technology Group corporate governance guidelines adopted March 25th, 2024, and hat tip to our great editorial team for finding this out, there's a whole section devoted, and this is, I think they just copy and pasted it is the issue for Trump Media. It says commitment to diversity and inclusion. And they have a whole DEI plan here where they talk about how the board is committing to creating and maintaining a culture of diversity and inclusion. These are the DEI policies that Stephen Miller, who's Donald Trump's speechwriter and top aide, sues companies for having policies just like that. I mean, Donald Trump posts videos of himself saying that it's that DEI is Marxist and all these things. Like, here's a video of Donald Trump saying that. Play this clip.
Removing all Marxist diversity, equity, and inclusion bureaucrats.
And here's the video that Stephen Miller puts out about himself where he says, look, if you're a white man and you're being discriminated against because of DEI policies, give me a call and I'll sue these companies. Play this clip.
If you or a loved one were denied a job, raise, promotion, or professional opportunity as a result of diversity quotas, equity mandates, affirmative action, or other racial preferences, we want to hear from you. Please call us at 1-877-AFL-5454. Or go to AF Legal.
And then Stephen Miller has sued all of these companies like M&M's and a bunch of these companies. He's sued BlackRock, Blackstone. So no, he's, you name it, he's probably sued a company that has a DEI, that has a DEI policy. And Trump's adopted those DEI, similar DEI policies right here. Just hypocrisy. And also Donald Trump just probably copy and pasted and didn't realize it. So hat tip to our editorial team that found it. And that's going viral now thanks to the hard work of them. Just if you want to support their work, it's patreon.com/MidasTouch. They do great work. I mean, we're part of them, but it helps us hire more people to do that great research, among other things. So anyway, thanks for watching. Hit subscribe. We're on our way to 3 million subscribers. I want to focus your attention on what's going down there. And you can judge for yourself, but be empowered with the knowledge. I'm Ben Mycelis. Thank you for watching.
Enough! Send him to the big house, not the White House. Get the new exclusive tees, mugs, and stickers right now at store.midastouch.com. That's store.midastouch.com.